This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. New York State is continuing to flatten the curve as hospitalizations from the coronavirus go down, even though the death toll continues to rise. As AP correspondent Julie Walker reports, Governor Andrew Cuomo wants to make sure that talk of reopening the state includes consideration of public health.
Cuomo says the strict measures being taken are showing results.
The curve of the increase is continuing to flatten.
He says you can't ask people to choose between lives lost and dollars gained.
If no one sounded the alarm in January and February, how do we know that it's safe to proceed now?
He adds the decision to reopen should not be political. Speaking of which, Cuomo says while he's flattered people want him to run for president.
I'm not running for president. I'm not running for vice president.
He says he's staying right here. Julie Walker, New York.
The World Health Organization is expressing alarm at the large number of healthcare workers becoming infected by the deadly coronavirus. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says every single person has a role to play in ending this pandemic, which already has claimed more than 100,000 lives. Among the major players in this grisly drama are the frontline responders, the healthcare workers who tend to the sick and dying. While they are putting their lives on the line to save others, Tedros says health workers are not getting the support they need to keep them safe.
In some countries, there are reports of up to 10% of health workers being infected. This is an alarming trend. When health workers are at risk, we're all at risk.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This